Hello and welcome to the Fit and Free podcast. This is a podcast for women who want it all, to feel strong and confident in their bodies, as well as enjoying a sneaky mug on a Friday night. I'm an exercise physiologist and sports nutritionist here to teach you how to achieve your body goals without food and your body controlling your life. So let's jump in. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Free podcast. I'm super excited because I just got off a coaching call with the amazing women inside the Fit and Free Academy. And honestly, the conversation, the vulnerability, the growth, the expansion that is happening right now is absolutely inspirational. I am obsessed with the work that I do because this is, it's more than just, you know, achieving a body composition goal. We go so deep into people's mindset, blockages, limitations, self-sabotaging patterns, because ultimately, like, if we're not changing those things at a, you know, an identity level, at a belief level, then sticking to a nutrition plan and an exercise plan can be really, really challenging. So I truly believe in order to be successful with any sort of body composition goal, like, you've got to take a holistic approach. You've got to take an approach from a strategy point of view in terms of making sure that your nutrition is in alignment with your goals, making sure your macros are right, your calories are right, and making sure you're eating in the right phase for where you want to achieve, whether that's, you know, you want to build muscle and lose fat, making sure you're eating right for that. If you want to lose weight on scale, making sure you're eating right for that. Because, like, I see so many people get that part wrong as well, right? Like, so many people are wanting to lose weight, but in reality, what they actually want to do is build muscle and lose fat. And, you know, so many things can go wrong if we have the wrong goal in the top of our head. So, like, that's one thing in itself, the strategy, but, like, if you're not focusing on the mindset side of it, if you're not focusing on why you keep emotionally eating, if you're not looking at why you keep feeling guilt, why you keep getting triggered by calories or overeating, or if you're not looking at things like feeling really guilty after you eat, and, like, the root cause down low is, like, you know, your fear of weight gain, then if you're not addressing that fear of weight gain, then anytime you get triggered, maybe your clothes feel tight, maybe you have a bad body image day, maybe you go over your calories, that will send you then into a spiral that will either go to one or two ways. And I see this all the time. People either go into restriction or people either then go into the fuck it mentality, right? They sabotage themselves. And this is the thing. It's like, so many people are not understanding why they can't stick to something. Why do I keep going over my calories? Why do I keep blowing out? Why do I keep doing X? This is known as self-sabotage. And just being more strict and more disciplined is not going to fix it. And I see it all the time, and it really hurts my soul that people are working with coaches and the coach says to them, well, if you really wanted it, you would just be more disciplined. If you really wanted it, you would just have more willpower. And that is the worst advice I have ever heard, because you can't have willpower to fix a self-sabotaging pattern, because ultimately what self-sabotage comes from is from a belief, comes from a limiting belief that we have. And if you don't know how to reframe your limiting beliefs, if you don't know how to work through those, then you're never going to be successful, because you'll continue to self-sabotage. And that's why I've built out the Fit and Free Academy into this amazing course. It is a program that nails it all. It has the strategy, it has the mindset, it has the coaching, it has exactly what to eat and how much to eat, but it also has the support, the accountability, and helping people move through their self-sabotaging behaviors. We're currently in week 5 right now, and I am loving watching these women grow, and these women also sit there and support each other. It's such an amazing community of like-minded women who are all going through the same thing. And it's just so beautiful. And I love the girls, because they're leaning in, because at the end of the day, this stuff is hard. It is absolutely hard to change, and it is hard to break. It is an emotional roller coaster But it's like, well, what's worse? Living the rest of your life being body obsessed, being food obsessed, stressing about every little calorie? Or do you want this inner sense of confidence and inner sense of freedom and no longer this food obsession, at the same time learning how to achieve a body composition goal in such a sustainable way? So it's like, well, yes, it is hard, and yes, we can come up with all the reasons why we don't want to change yet. It's not the right time. I don't want to spend the money. I don't deserve it. All the things. I've tried everything before. It's like, well, let's be honest with ourselves. It's like, well, what's worse? Staying exactly where I am right now or leaning into growth, into expansion, into a version of myself that I actually love to be? And that's where these girls are heading. And I'm loving watching this transformation. It's only week 5, which is so crazy that so many are, you know, breaking free from MyFitnessPal and learning how to trust their hunger and fullness cues and fuel their bodies correctly without having to track, and to be getting stronger in the gym and actually learning how to train properly. But most importantly, like really uncovering some like more about themselves in terms of bring more awareness into around their food behaviors, why they're eating the way they do, why they, you know, lose control in social situations, why they, you know, they can't stick to their plan, why they're self-sabotaging. Because it's like the power in that, like once you get that under control, sticking to a nutrition plan is easy. So I'm loving that so much. And that's what kind of brought on today's conversation, is because this is something huge that we're really currently moving through and working on inside the Academy, Fit and Free Academy, is breaking up with MyFitnessPal. And what I want to speak to today is more on through the lens of how I broke free from MyFitnessPal. Because like there was absolutely a version of me where MyFitnessPal ruled my life. Literally, like it was my calories was like, it was set in stone. I was like, I have to reach these every single day. Doesn't matter how hungry I am. It doesn't matter how much exercise I'm doing. Doesn't matter anything. But what does matter is I have to stick to these numbers. Because what I was doing, I was making these numbers mean something. I was making MyFitnessPal's numbers mean. That meant I was going to get a body composition goal, which meant then I could be confident and happy and all the things. However, because at the time I wasn't a skilled professional, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just, you know, using this calculator, going off this advice and, you know, punching these numbers into MyFitnessPal without even realizing what I was actually doing. And what I know now is I was stuck in the cycle of always trying to eat in a calorie deficit because I was always trying to lose weight. So therefore, my calories were always set in a calorie deficit. I would get into the mindset like it was literally a constant roller coaster of emotions. I would always feel so proud of myself when I underate my calories. Like it was like 1500 and I would be so proud of myself and I was like, yes, I ate 1400 today. But then on the opposite side, I was so devastated anytime I went over them. Literally so much guilt, so much shame. And then my self-sabotaging pattern was, well, now I have to eat less. I have to restrict myself because I went over. And it was just a cascade effect. Because I was always trying to stick to a number in MyFitnessPal, I completely lost touch with my body. I completely lost touch and destroyed my relationship with food. Because I was so fixated on sticking to this number, I then started looking at food as numbers. Oh, I can't eat that mayonnaise because it has too many calories. Can't eat that avocado because it's got too many calories. I can't eat these foods because it massively impacts how much I can eat in a day. And because I'm like freaking starving all the time, I'm really hungry, like I don't want to eat something that's so high in calories, then it's not going to fill me up. I'm going to be left hungry. And then I'm so afraid if I'm left hungry, I'm so afraid of then losing control and eating over my calories. And this was the thing. This, because of my obsession with needing to hit a certain number, because of my obsession of just focusing on the calories and not focusing on how I was feeling, focusing on transitioning through nutritional phases, wasn't focusing even on macronutrients at this time. I was just so focused on the calories that it was the reason why I wasn't seeing a result in my body. And it was a massive reason why I was self-sabotaging. Not only was it like sabotaging my body composition goals, because number one, I was always eating in a calorie deficit and my body had adapted to that. So if you're new here, I lost my period for 3 years. I had hypothalamic amenorrhea because my body was in a low energy availability state. I wasn't giving my body enough energy for the amount of energy that I was burning. So therefore, it downregulated my metabolism. It downregulated my menstrual cycle. So I completely lost my period. I was really bloated. And my digestion was bad. Like, I remember I was like doing all the things. I was like trying to have fiber supplements. I was trying so many things. I started taking a fiber supplement because I thought that would help. But what I didn't realize was I was actually eating too much fiber and not enough calories. So that's a whole thing in itself. But because of this fixation on these calories, I didn't see my health deteriorating before my eyes. Like, I had constant back pain when I was training. Like, I was stuck on a 40 kilo deadlift for a really long period of time because, again, I was not eating enough. I was under recovering. And therefore, because of those things, I wasn't able to progress in the gym. And we know if we're not progressing in the gym, we're not getting stronger, then we're not going to get body composition changes, because at the end of the day, we need to build muscle. We want to be toned. And, you know, if we're not able to apply progressive overload and get stronger every week, then we're not going to see those amazing effects in our body. So it's like this fixation on these calories and fixation on weight loss was impacting my life in so many areas. And at the time, I was so oblivious to all of it. I didn't realize how much my health had declined. I didn't realize that doing this was leaving me at a plateau with my body. And I didn't realize that doing this and this fixation was impacting my mental health as much as it was. I remember so many times, and I actually, like, back in the day, I started a YouTube channel, and I'm so grateful that I did that, because it was in the prime time where I went through my all-in hypothalamic amenorrhea journey. And it is so beautiful for me to sit, go back and watch some of those videos. And that's what I did the other day. I went back and I looked at little Loz, like, I don't know how many years ago it was now, but I just looked at how much food absolutely controlled her life. Like, I was having meltdowns in one of the videos when I was going through healing my relationship with food and increasing my calories for the first time. And I, like, there's a part of me that I actually forgot how hard it was. In that video, I literally had 3 meltdowns of, like, crying because I was so fearful of weight gain. I was so afraid of if I ate too much, then I was going to get fat. So it makes complete sense to why I had this obsession with my fitness pal and why I needed this control. Because at the end of the day, this fixation and this control that I had with my fitness pal was my safety blanket. It was my safety blanket for me to realize that, like, well, if I just stick to these calories, then I'm not going to gain weight. And that makes me feel so safe. If I take away my fitness pal, that means I take away my safety blanket, and that means I'm at risk of weight gain, and I am terrified of that. I do not want that to happen. So with the journey of, you know, being able to break up with my fitness pal, it's so much deeper than just being like, you know, let's just stop tracking. Let's just get rid of the MyFitnessPal. And it's really hard to break up with it when you're not addressing. And this is why I'm so passionate about this. And I teach this so much in the Fit and Free Academy. It's like, well, it's not about MyFitnessPal. It's what we're using MyFitnessPal for. It's about MyFitnessPal is that safety blanket. And if I don't trust myself, and if I don't trust myself to stay in control, because my pattern is, you know, I overeat. The reason why so many people are overeating because they're not eating enough, but because we're not there yet and we don't understand and we don't realize all of these things, it makes letting go of it really fucking hard. And that's what we're working through at the moment with some of the girls, is we're breaking it up because of the reason of it causing of so many people self-sabotage. So going back to the meltdowns, right? Like, the meltdowns were real. And anchoring back into how I used to be was just, it touched my heart a little bit, because I was like, oh my God, so many people struggle with this. And it gets to be like, life gets to be so fucking amazing when we heal this stuff. And this is why it's my mission to help women with this, because I know how it feels. I know how it feels to, you know, have a mental breakdown from eating, you know, over your calories, because it's this whole thing of like going deeper into, oh my God, it's going to make me fat, all the things. Like, it was crazy to how much control it had on me in terms of, you know, the meltdowns. And like, sometimes I would even go to bed at 5 p.m. because I had run out of calories for the day. Oh, let's just go to bed early so then I don't have to eat anything else. And like, you know, I would create all these tactics and strategies to, you know, try and stick to these like 1500 calories, like fill up on low calorie foods like cauliflower rice, powdered peanut butter, zoodles, zucchini noodles. Like, I was giving, you know, filling up my body with so many low calorie foods to stay within this caloric number, which in essence was also the reason why, like, I had no energy. The reason why I was bloated. It was the reason why I lost my period. And this is the thing. It's just like, just because something is low calories doesn't mean that it's healthy for you, especially if you're in a place of like, you know, restriction and, you know, trying to stick to low calories all the time, when in reality, that's actually moving people further away, because what they need to do is build muscle. And it's really hard to do that when your body is in a low energy availability state. Anyway, so I digress with all of that. So as you can see, like, my fitness powers, like, really controlling in on my life. So I want to break down to you guys how I was able to let go of my fitness power and let go of control, basically, because at the end of the day, that's what it really came down to. It was, I needed that certainty and that security in my life, so I knew that I wasn't gonna blow up. I knew I wasn't going to gain weight. I knew I was going to be okay, right? Because there was a version of me, like, I truly believe that I didn't think that it was going to be possible for me to change and achieve a body composition goal without tracking calories, without having so much control. But what I know now is, because of that control piece and because of that, because of what I was using my fitness power for, like that safety mechanism, that was ultimately like the root cause of my self-sabotaging behaviors. So eventually I got to a point where I couldn't handle it anymore and things absolutely had to change. So how I did it? Let's go there now. So how I did it. The first thing was, you can probably already tell from my story, is like, the first thing I had to do was I had to overcome my fears of weight gain. I had to overcome my fear of what I was making weight gain mean about me. Because at the end of the day, this was the main driver to why I was so controlling with my calories in the first place. I had so much emotional attachment to the number on the scale. So I had to learn how to let that go. I had to learn how to build my worth, my value, all the things away from what my body looked like. I had to learn how to give myself validation and increase my worth and increase my value, regardless of what my body looked like, the size of my clothes, or the number on the scale. The next thing that I had to do was I had to learn how to manage the raging voice inside my head that continued to tell me that I was eating too much, which I wasn't. And essentially why this was happening to me is because of the deeper rooted fear of weight gain. So of course, like, that was the root cause. So I had to fix that first, but then I had to take daily responsibility to change the way that I was showing up and changing the narrative inside of my head. Because at the end of the day, this is not something that just instantly changes. What this requires is radical responsibility on a daily basis. It requires me to choose differently every single day. So as soon as one of the voices came into my head being like, oh my God, I'm eating too much, it's either I can fall down into that hole and say, yeah, you are eating too much, you are going to get fat, you are ugly, all the things, or you can choose the path of, that's actually not true, I'm actually not eating enough. And it was really challenging. It was really hard because, like, I had so many triggers in all of that in terms of what, you know, I thought eating too much was. Like, for example, like, when I, because I was so out of touch with my hunger and fullness cues, because for so long I was relying on it, on my fitness pal to tell me how much I was allowed to eat, I didn't really know what it actually felt like to be hungry. So anytime I would eat until I was actually full and satisfied, my brain thought I had overeaten because I wasn't used to that feeling. I didn't know what it felt like to your, for your tummy to like get full and for your pants to feel a little bit tighter than what they were. Like, I didn't register that, like, feeling, you know, that feeling sensation was actually normal and that's what we were looking for. In my head, I was, like, I labeled that as, oh, you've eaten too much. And other things as well, like, just, you know, body checking was a huge one for me. Like, literally every single time I would go to the toilet and lift up my shirt and analyze my stomach to see if it had changed or if it was bigger or smaller than it was before. So it was actually unlearning so many things that I thought that were actually limiting blocks for me. Like literally learning that it's normal for your pants to feel a little bit tight. It's really normal for your body to hold on to more water around your period. It's really normal for you to feel a little bit leaner after your period. But because my body didn't know that, it was always just jumping to the conclusion that I had, you know, gained weight, I had eaten too much, all the things, it was really hard for me to rationalize and not fall back into the story of restriction. So that was something all in itself, is I had to understand my triggers, learn what they are, and, you know, manage that, raising the voice in my head that continued to tell me. So yeah, I really had to, you know, learn how to shift my internal dialogue on a daily basis. And it wasn't like a one-off thing, like I already said, like this was an ongoing thing. The next thing that I had to do is I had to reframe and unlearn what I was making letting go of tracking mean. So for a long time, I was afraid of letting go of tracking because I didn't trust myself to stay in control around food. So what I was making, if I let go of my fitness pal, that means I'm going to lose control, which means I'm going to gain weight, right? And as you already know, that was my deepest, greatest, darkest fear, and I didn't want that. So to me, I was making, if I let go of my fitness pal, that means I'm going to gain weight. So of course, it was so fucking hard to let it go. And that's where I had to learn, well, that's actually not true. Letting go of my fitness pal doesn't mean I'm going to gain weight. And I know that because look at everyone around us that is not tracking their calories, who are not gaining weight. There was so much evidence in and around me and in front of me, but of course, because I was so riddled in fear, it was so hard for me to shift it. So what I had to do was I had to learn to reframe, and then I had to act on that. I had to start, you know, not tracking, and I had to build trust. And that's how you build self-trust, is you have to let go. You have to reframe. You have to build evidence of a case that it is not, it's actually a limiting belief that we're running off. And we have to build that case, and then we have to act, and then we have to build our own evidence through our own experience, through trust. But of course, that's a fucking roller coaster of emotion. And that's why we do it inside the Fit and Free Academy, because it's a hell of a lot easier when you have support going through that, because it's hard. So, because until I was able to reframe what I was making tracking mean, then there was no way I was going to let it go, right? So I had to do that. The next thing that I had to do, I had to utilize my knowledge from tracking calories and transition to intuitive eating. So what I did is I focused on portion sizes of food rather than specific numbers. So this allowed me still to have that certainty and control. There was still that control piece from me that I knew that I was feeding my body enough well, actually, let's go that I was not eating too much, because like there's no way you can just go from tracking calories and taking it completely away, because you're taking away your safety net. Like, it's just impossible just to do that. There still has to be an element of safety and control through the transition of intuitive eating. And that's why I'm so big on teaching portion sizes, so that, you know, the girls feel really safe in transitioning and utilizing, making sure that they're eating the right portion sizes for them, so they have that trust and they have that safety to then be able to eventually eat normally, completely without tracking, without MyFitnessPal. And that's what I did. So we built trust in portion sizes, and eventually after time is like yourself, you, me, I became my own safety blanket. I became my safety blanket to stop when I was full and satisfied. I became my own safety blanket to tell me what I could and couldn't eat. I will say that this took time and it was very scary. Because when you've, you know, you've lived a life of always trying to lose weight, and in your brain it's like, I've got to lose weight in order to be happy with the body composition, then it's really hard to shift those, that internal dialogue, and fully shift those beliefs. And that's why I already said it, but I'll say it again. It's so important to have the right support when you're challenging this stuff, because it can be really, really hard and really quite triggering, because you're undoing a whole lifelong of learning right now. So yes, building trust with myself was a roller coaster of emotions, and it was really hard. But let me tell you, it was so fucking worth it. It was so worth the journey. And then the last one that I want to speak to today, the last thing that I did was I shifted my goals. Because for so long, I thought I had to lose weight and stick to these low calories. However, like, I was never happy with my body composition because I was skinny fat. This is why I talk about skinny fat all the time. It's because this is exactly what happened to me. My body fat percentage was quite high in comparison to my muscle mass, because everything that I was doing in terms of nutrition and exercise was always to lose weight. So what was I doing? Eating low calories, sticking to my fitness power like a crazy person. And with my exercise, it was all about burning calories, doing more. But then what happened is my body composition, I still had, like I said, more body fat than muscle. So I looked skinny fat. I wasn't toned. And that's the physique that I wanted. I wanted to like eat a lot of food. I wanted to be really strong, and I wanted to be nice and toned. So what I had to do was, I didn't know this. Someone helped me with this, was like, you don't have to lose weight, Laura. You actually have to build muscle. If you want to get a physique that looks toned, you need to build muscle. And then eventually, depending if you do body recomposition, which I do with so many of my clients, because it's the perfect thing to break free of the skinny fat cycle. But what I know now is I body recomped, I did all that. I'm now to a point where I body recomposition doesn't happen as efficiently as it once did. Like, literally, I focused on body recomposition when I was skinny fat, and then my body composition changed so quickly. However, now I'm to the point where I'm like, I want to build more muscle. I want to build more muscle, and hence the reason why, if following along on my journey, I'm in a calorie surplus right now, because then eventually I'll probably do a cut, and then like I'm really excited to see what I can create with my body composition. But what I know to be true, if I just continued along my journey of just trying to lose weight and stick to my calorie deficit, then I wouldn't ever have gotten over this fixation with the calories. So that's why I knew in that moment, in order to get over the MyFitnessPal addiction, I had to learn how to comfortably eat more. And that's why I changed my focus to body recomposition. So that's where I got to eat more food and focus on losing fat and building muscle at the same time. And because you're eating at maintenance calories, you don't gain weight. So it was this perfect blend of from going from restriction and under eating to then bringing myself up to maintenance calories, and then making sure I was eating the right amount of food, the right types of food. And then my exercise program was no longer about burning calories, but it was all about strength training and actually training properly, once I mastered all of that and my self-sabotaging behaviors, my body composition literally went from skinny fat to toned and lean, because the ratio of my muscle to fat, I increased my muscle mass and decreased my fat. Even though my body weight stayed the same, my body composition changed. So therefore, I looked better. I was eating more food. I was found this sense of freedom. I worked on my body image from my internal dialogue and got over my fear of weight gain, and my body transformed. And that was everything for me, because when I did that, like, the ripple effect in the rest of my life was just unbelievable. Like, I didn't know that it could, like, you could be that happy in your body and be so free with food. And like I said, this is why I'm so passionate about teaching it, because it's so possible for everyone when they align everything in terms of mindset, body image, food freedom, nutrition strategy, and exercise, because that gets to be everyone's reality as well. So right now, you might find it hard to believe that you can, you know, let go of MyFitnessPal. And if you're there, I fully see you in that, because it, like I said, it's more than just the calories. It's what we're using MyFitnessPal for and what we're making it mean. But I hope that by providing you with this episode today, it can show you what can be possible for you if you have the right strategy, the right education, the right support, and the right accountability, because it absolutely is 100% possible for you too. And this is where I want you to lean in and realize it's fear. It's fear is the thing that is holding so many people back from pushing through this stuff. And, you know, fear of the unknown, fear of weight gain, fear of the thing that's going to happen to me is actually robbing you from a life that you truly, truly desire. I say this all the time. It's like, you're already doing all the things. You're already consistent with exercise, consistent with nutrition. Why don't you line up everything, do everything right, so you actually see effort from all your hard work? So my loves, thank you for being here. Please, 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 if you haven't written a review yet, please, please do so, because it really does support the channel. My goal with this podcast is to get it in as many ears as possible with women who are afraid of eating more food, because on the other side of it, it's absolutely, it will change your life in so many areas, so much more time, energy, and freedom. So I would love it if you could help me on my mission by leaving a review, because that does then push it out to other listeners. Thank you for being here. Love you always. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Number one challenge that all my clients face before we start working together is a lack of clarity on how much and what to eat to lose weight. Often they are making two huge mistakes, constantly trying to skip meals or eat under 1600 calories. Secondly, only allowing themselves bad foods like chocolate on the weekend, but end up binging, all to tell themselves they're going to start again on Monday. If you feel like you have tried every diet under the sun and still can't figure out what to eat to achieve your weight loss goals, take my free 2-minute quiz. You can find the link in the show notes down below, and it will help you figure out exactly what you're doing wrong with your nutrition and exercise, and exactly what to do to fix it, so that you can finally be confident in your body and achieve your weight loss goals.